Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kalen Lend Me Your Ear Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody. I hope your ears are ready. And just lend them to me for a minute, because this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now, let's talk. And right now, I'm feeling like Ric Flair. I just, you know, woo! I mean, I'm just so happy and so excited, because, I mean, before we got on the air, I'm talking to the guys, and I mean, they geeked up, and I'm geeked up, and we just ready to go. I got Anthony Regnano, Mr. I don't even know what to call him. We got Mr. Carter. Hey, where you been? And then we got Craig Donald, all of them, men's physique, just gentlemen stepping on stage, doing that thing like crazy. I'll start with Anthony Regnano. Introduce yourself, sir, and all your labels and tags you want to do, hashtag whatever. And now's your time, sir.
What's going on, people? Family, it's your boy Craig Donnell Jr. Mr. No Days Off, son of God. I don't know, man. I'm just excited to be here, man. I'm excited, man. I'm with two of my brothers, man. My boy Edwin and my boy Mr. O. I've never got a chance to speak to him, but he's been a great inspiration to me. So, man, I'm excited, man, to get started.
Hey, and this is Anthony Pregnano, Tony Stark, Iron Man, Mr. Olympia Universe, as Kalen would call it. here for a good show tonight. So,
hey, what's up, my people? This is Edwin, Mr. Yorkton, Mr. Flexin' Finessin'.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I love the energy you guys brought. I mean, I'm just really excited. Hey, you know, there's still some people out there, you know, what they used to think about men's physique in a certain way. But when you guys are stepping on stage with the physiques that you guys are bringing, I mean, that basically removed all doubt. And, you know, I said, Mr. 12-Pack Prig, I mean, my goodness. And then you got Mr. Carter doing his thing at the Jordan. I mean, when you turn heads like that, it pretty much shuts a lot of mouths. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I think you said the wrong name when you said Mr. 12-Pack. I think that's that title goes to Mr. O, man. I've seen them pictures at the championship last year, man.
Oh, he was tight. He was tight. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And I was at the Chi-Town. Both me and Craig was at the Chi-Town, and there was a fella that stepped on with a 10-pack. And we was thinking, you know, man, that's pretty tight. And then he go out there to California and bring a 12-pack. I'm like, dude, either you drinking or you're drunk on something, because this ain't even making sense.
Right.
It's those special edition pop parts that I find on the shelf. It's a secret, bro.
now you guys have been, you know, this didn't happen overnight. Everybody, you know, they might be seeing you now, and with social media, they get the full blast of how you're looking right now. But this is some years of work, and, you know, I can go back with Pregnano on the years, and let us know how long you've been in the game. And how long you've been pushing your body to get to that upper level? I'll start with Craig.
All right, man. I started working out in 2003. Believe it or not, your boy could not lift 135. That is a 45 on each side of the bar, man. I could not lift it. And I used to play basketball, and my boys used to laugh at me, man. I'd be in the gym, and it's just laying on my chest. And they laughed at me, man. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get this. So I would come in the gym at midnight every night and just do push-ups and push-ups. And I would just lift the bar, lift it with a 25. And then got serious into physique when I met my wife, who was my fiance at the time. She did Oklahoma City Classic in 2012, and she won. So I was like, man, I can do this. I'm looking at the dudes, and I see a dude. I always been insecure about my tattoos, but I see this one guy who had a $100 bill on his stomach, and he ended up winning the show. And I was like, oh, I definitely can do this. So that really just inspired me. So KC Classic was like 5 weeks later. I jumped in that, went from 218 to 189 in 5 weeks because I starved myself. I didn't really know what to do. But ended up winning the show. And then my wife got married, so she started cooking for me. So I came in next year a little bit bigger, ended up winning that show. The third year, they told me I was too big, so I got fourth place. And then so I was insecure about being so big. So I come down to the Yorton, and a bigger dude beat me, Mr. Flexing and Finessing. So it taught me a lot, man. It taught me to just listen to yourself, man, because I knew what looked good, but I was listening to the judges. I was like, you know what, man, do what you know what to do. So the last show I just did was an NPC show because I actually like to be a little bit bigger. And they told me it was going to be like bringing a knife to a gunfight. And glory to God, I ended up winning that show. So, man, I'm just focused, man. I've been doing this for about 13 years, man. But every show, man, I try to improve, man. I'm really not impressed with I'm content, but I'm not satisfied.
Yes. Wait, that's a very well said.
But that's about it, man. That's my story in a nutshell.
All right. We'll go with Mr. Carter.
Okay, well, you know, I've been pretty much working out for like 10 years. I played ball, so basically I played football in a couple of years. And after football, I needed something to do. I was just bored, you know. I had that football mentality. I like to work out all the time, you know. And so I joined the local gym, and when my boys, I was in the gym, pretty much, they tell me, hey, why don't you start trying to compete and do shows or whatnot? Because they said, man, you're always lean and ripped up, and, you know, why not go ahead and do something with it? You know, you come to the gym every day, you dedicate yourself to the gym, do something with it. So, a year passed by, and I was just like, nah, man, that's not for me. You know, I don't think competing is for me. I just like the grind, the working out, you know? So, one day I received a flyer in the mail, actually, in regards to IFPA show in Atlanta. So, you know, I thought about it. I mulled over, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go try it. So I went from South Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia, drove all the way to Atlanta, and I went to the show. I jumped in. I didn't diet. I didn't do anything but cut water. And pretty much, man, I won. You know, it was like God showed me that I had a gift, I had a talent, you know, and I just had to home in on it and work on it to make it better. So that's what I did. After I won that show, I continued to compete, and I got better and better. And I realized throughout my competing that my strong point wasn't my body; it was my posing, because I pose with attitude and with style. That's contributing to my dancing and hip hop background and whatnot. So
okay.
I guess that's pretty much my story. That's it.
All right, now we got Mr. Oh No and Mr. UV and Mr. X-Ray. I don't know what to call this fella. You got so many titles. Anyway, do your thing, Anthony.
All right, so a little bit into my life here. I've always, you know, trained, you know, been involved in a sport growing up. Weights weren't really involved until about high school when I became involved with football. I did run track. I was a pretty competitive sprinter for about 10 years, ran and all through college. football, played up until college as well. 2000, I had a shoulder tear that wasn't repaired and it was misdiagnosed. So I was living kind of in a handicap situation on my dominant arm for about 7 years until they got repaired. And I couldn't do anything for 3 years until it was about 100% recovered. So my body had to relearn all the muscles. I mean, I couldn't even pack a snowball during the winter time. So it was just terrible. So it's trying to get my strength and conditioning back up. So, I mean, a little insight of that. And then rolling into how I got started competing, it's just crazy, man. I walked into a grocery store and saw a flyer for an NPC show. And I had no idea what bodybuilding was. I know it's 2010. My shoulder should be 100%. You know, let's give it a shot. So I had about 4 weeks. I had no idea what dieting and everything was. Picked up Arnold's Bodybuilding Encyclopedia, man. Watched YouTube videos on how to pose. Just pretty much it was shooting in the dark for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I wound up taking 6 out of 12. Wasn't discouraged at all. I mean, I fell in love with the sport. Fell in love with seeing how my body was changing and what I could become. And, you know, I became infatuated with it. And it was like wildfire, man. I haven't stopped competing since. I think I took like a couple years off to really dig in and figure out what this sport was and what I like and where I fit in. Jumped through tons of organizations, like You're Too Big Here or You're Too Little Here, and just jumping back and forth to see like who will take me. And you know, at the end of 2012 was an OCB show at the Midwest States, I think it was, and mm-hmm. it was coming off this huge bodybuilding year. It went pro at the NABA show at the Chi-Town, and you know, just kind of coming off, and I figured, let's give Men's Physique a crack. What's this all about? It came up really big in MPC, and it was the first year, I think, for that, too. And mm-hmm. I really fell in love with how Men's Physique is portrayed. It's more like the golden era of bodybuilding, where everyone's not as big and as conditioned to a point, but you just have that classic taper, that look, that finesse, that swagger. I fell in love with it, and I just made this crossover to Men's Physique and haven't looked back.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, like I think the first time we met was at. I remember Newman had told me that he was nervous when you had showed up at the. I think it was the Mr. and Miss Illinois, Natural Illinois was. And he was a little nervous because he said, "Man, if he comes in real tight and lean, he's going to be something." That was on the bodybuilding side, you know. And I was like, you know, for you to cross over that same year, I was like, that was kind of like history in the making, because you mm-hmm. went,
yeah.
got your pro card in bodybuilding, then hit it back up, got your pro card in Men's Physique. And I said, man, you're making history right now. And like you were so in the focus into what was going on, you were kind of like, okay. Didn't even bother.
Yeah.
Well, guys, now that you see what you know that the door is wide open, and I'll start with Craig again on this, is that you know that you see the growth in it, and it's not just potential anymore. I mean, this mm-hmm. is this is a foundation now. So now that you see that it's you know the door is burst wide open, and you know these guys, I'm seeing some physiques and Men's Physique, it's wow, and I'm sure you guys are saying the same thing. These up and coming are coming out, piggybacking off you guys with so much love and so much respect. That's got to be motivation for all of you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm inspired, man. Every show I go to, man, I get extremely inspired. There's always somebody there that I click with. Like Matter of fact, I just left the gym with a guy I met at this last NPC show I just did, and he was giving me credit on how humble I was. So we went to the gym, we worked out. I was showing him some things to keep his waist leaner and get his arms a little bit bigger. But man, that's to me, that's what it's about, man. Like even at the Yorton, me and Edwin on stage talking to each other, like, let's go, bro, let's go. Like, man, that right there,
right.
Relationship to me with people, man, it's amazing. I can't wait to get on stage with both of these boys on the phone, man. That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm talking about a classic show, man. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Man, that'll be more than a classic. That'll be a barn burner.
I mean, you know what? At the end of the day, it's all love. You know, we make it on stage and compete against each other, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We're also rooting for each other. You know?
Yes.
If I have to go against anybody, I would rather lose to Craig than anybody else, because guess what? I know this guy's going 110% just like I am in the gym. I know he's giving all he got every day, day in and day out. I believe that his work ethic is going to be what it is, and he's going to bring his best.
Wow.
I believe that, but I can speak for Anthony, Mr. Stark, because I'm telling you right now, my Monster Mondays would have never been Monster Mondays without, you know, the crew coming in there and just busting the jam wide open. We became a hated nation. I mean, it was just, four or five of us, but it became a hated nation when we come in there and start working out, because it seemed like we was taking up all the machines just off the work we was doing, because it wasn't no talk. It was just straight work. And it was a lot of people that got a little bit upset about it, you know, and being one of the big box gyms, you know, they didn't really want that kind of atmosphere, and they pretty much did everything to get us run out of there. But at the time, you know, if like you said, with the people that were getting inspired, it was worth it. Yeah. I'll take the hit. You know, I'll take the hit all day. If you figure that my one act of hard work creates 10 other hard workers, I'll take that hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's amazing, man. Anthony, I didn't know you got your pro card in bodybuilding and then switched over that. Now, that's amazing. I didn't know
that. Yeah, that's... Wow.
In the same year, bro.
Yeah, the same year.
Yeah. Little known facts, yeah. So, I mean, it helps tremendously in the IMBA, PMBA organization because in the men's physique category, we actually do men's bodybuilding poses. So it just comes naturally, and I just pop right into place when I need to. And I love that fact because I still have my bodybuilding itch being tickled, and I'm still doing what I love.
Hey, Anthony, I think I saw a post the other day. You said your shoulder's been acting up again.
Yeah, I was doing walking lunges, and I had a bar over my neck, and my shoulders were kind of compromised and impinged a little bit, and I just went to go pop it off and just kind of tweaked the wrong way. So about 2 weeks of rest or whatever, no chest or overhead presses, no pull-ups or anything like that for a little bit until it rests up. But you know, I went to a chiropractor today and got readjusted, and I feel a little better, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to add them to the prayer list, Edwin.
Oh, definitely. We will do.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's get them on there.
Right.
Guys, I'm telling you, I love the love. I'm loving what you guys are doing and all this. That's what you're saying and what you're spreading, because that means a lot. Because I think, you know, we had this counterculture where, you know, the bodybuilding for a while was like people hating each other's guts, and I was witness at some shows where it was fights backstage, I don't want to rip on, but it wasn't the natural organization. I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But where you're like, man, I don't even feel safe in the venue. I don't know if they're gonna start, you know, charging the stage or what. But I was like, for me, that was my introduction, and I said, you know, I don't really want any part of it. I had if I didn't learn about the natural community, I probably would have just quit lifting weights altogether and sat there and been like, you know, not I pretty much put alcohol down, but just sitting there watching TV and wasting away at home and doing something foolish, you know?
Man, it's a challenge, but I see it as a test in myself. Like, matter of fact, the last show I just did, the NPC show, man, I meet dudes, and the buddy I went down there with, he knows everybody. So he's like, oh, man, this dude is awesome. This trainer is awesome. This dude is. So we just walk around and talk to people. So I walked up to one guy in particular, and I was like, what's up, man? And dude literally looked at me. Okay. But even backstage, we're about to go on stage, and one of the guys, in line, and one of the guys was like, hey, man, can I use your ropes real quick? He was talking to another guy, and he was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. He said, I've been training. He was like, I've been training 5 weeks for this show. And for one, I'm like, you 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. But, of course, neither one of them guys did well. But, man, I'm like, dude, those are the things. That's the you got to take the bad with the good, man. It's a whole lot more good. But, man, every sunny day, you know what I mean, it's going to have a little rain. So, I shake it off, man. I just try to be a thermostat rather than a thermometer.
Yes, you know what I mean? I know what that is.
Yeah.
I know what that is. We just had that in Bible study. I love that,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So, Craig, you healing up right? You ain't got least scared, do you?
Huh?
What's that?
I was talking to Anthony. Oh. I wanted to make sure he's healing up right and ain't got leaf scared to death.
Yeah, no, I'm healing, man. I can't afford any setbacks. All these new young cats coming up trying to, you know, put a big target on my back, so.
Tell me about it, bro. I know what you mean.
That's good,
hey,
though.
But
good, because we're going to get better, we're going to evolve, and we're going to push ourselves to become, you know, go further and see how far we could push a natural physique.
That's right. It's all about continued improvement.
I liken it back to when Mr. Sandow, the originator, or the person that's been given the credit for being the originator of natural bodybuilding, where he just said, you know, with the body's potential, you know, it's unlimited. And that just, you know, when I was reading, I read that whole book, but that one line stuck out because it just said, you know, the only thing that limits you is you. And I was like, well, then what's stopping any of us? And he said, you know, with the introduction of the enhancements and the enhancers, it was going to limit our minds to limit our bodies.
And
he said, if we did not make that choice, then all we have is an open arena of intelligence. And got you. And I said, man, that's so deep. And I'm thinking this dude is, you know, because we're supposed to be the dumb jocks picking up weights, setting them down, and never putting it, re-racking the weight after we're done with it, and, you know, leaving a good sweat stain on the machine when we leave. And this dude is talking so deep. I was like, you know, man, then we got a big challenge ahead of ourselves if we're going to push ourselves to that next limit. But like you said, it takes us being around each other so we can find those little picks and those little niches so we don't get the injuries, so we don't have the setbacks. And, you know, when the times are hard, we got somebody that can say, you know, all right, it's tough, but, you know, you got people in Afghanistan or you got that single mother. You know, it's stuff like that, that, you know, that kick in the butt that remind us that, you know, maybe it ain't so bad.
That's right.
Wow. That's amazing. Man. That's
amazing. We are stronger together than we are alone, to quote Walt to Peyton a little bit, but no, it's so true, man.
That's awesome, man.
You know, I know you guys got shows that are coming up and you're preparing, but, you know, it takes a special. I like to call you guys elite. Like, we had the Natty, the Natty Bodybuilding Legends on, and their mindset is on a whole new level of challenging the body to get better. I'm sure you guys have had to fine tune that to where you done tapped into it yourself. You know, it's not an easy road. And, you know, I tell anybody, you know, for every one of us that tried to make it to the stage, there's 1,000 that didn't. And they all started the same time we did, with the same amount of goal, the same amount of effort. But, you know, something came along, whether it be family, job, vehicle, you know, anything. And the appreciation I gained from that thought just made that time on stage just, you know, so much more important. But the fact that you actually made it to begin with speaks volumes. And, you know, you're just blessed beyond reason, but we sometimes overlook that. And you think, when we're talking to each other, because we're so focused on that on the stage, we forget to tell people about the journey.
Wow. Yeah, man, that's actually amazing. Yorton, you remember your boy Reggie from the, Edwin, you remember your boy Reggie from the Yorton?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's one dude. Let's go back on the story. Me, Reggie, and Edwin was all following each other on Facebook, Instagram, and didn't know at the time that we were each other's inspiration. So all three of us are backstage talking, you know what I mean, giving each other pointers, sharing food and all this. And we ended up getting top three, first, second, and third at the Yorton, which is amazing. And Reggie's from Chicago? And you're from Georgia, and I'm from Kansas. So it was amazing. The three dudes from around the world who were each other's inspiration, who was helping each other, end up getting top three. I like to look at things differently. I'm like, all right, man, that was powerful. That was something else. I'm like, that right there is telling me, man, there is no limitations. There is nothing you can't do. But like my man Mr. O just said, man, together we're strong. We need each other. Didn't even know it.
It makes a difference, man. I'm telling you. When you sit down and like, you know, like, anybody can start. Anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we set our feet in motion and you're walking. You know, congratulations. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who's going to run? Who's going to jog? Who's going to do that quick walk? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's the person that's willing to run and say it's like Prig was Anthony was saying with the track and field. I mean, you sometimes you got to run with that blister. You know, if you're doing that 4x4 relay, that blister can't stop you because you know it's three other people that did the run before you. And if we can start looking back on the historical side of it, you know, with where the pioneers started, you know, like the Ricos and the Kiyoshis and the Mojis and the Marshalls, where they set the foundation where it's a little bit easier for us to walk through that door. I think that's how we can sit there and pay it forward with a smile because, you know, it's not just us.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Gentlemen, go ahead.
One of the things that actually inspires me, and when I hear this quote, I actually think of the two brothers that's on the phone. I'm pretty sure y'all saw it on Facebook on somebody's one of the little pictures. It says, "How do you beat the man who never stops working?" That's my inspiration. That's my daily inspiration. Every day when I don't feel like going, there's times where I'm tired actually, and I don't feel like going to the gym. But that saying, that quote right there, sticks out in my mind. Like, man, no, because when that show comes around, it's going to be that, dang, if I would have went to that gym that day or if I would have done this, I'd done that. So that focus and dedication, man, is definitely needed to be successful in this business.
And at the end of the day, it's about having no regrets. You know, getting on stage, giving all you have to get to that point. So when you lay that all on stage, and you know you've done your best. That's it. I mean, the outcome is in God's hand. You've done all you had to do.
That's true. And I've been there when Anthony was doing his best, and he realized there's some things he had to work on, and he didn't get first place, you know. But he didn't do the one thing that I've been seeing a lot lately. Well, actually, over the last couple of years, is these rants. And I'm thinking, you know, how are we going to grow if we sit there and basically lose and throw a fit? You know, it's like a kid throwing himself on the floor and throwing a tantrum. I was like, who really wants to see any of that? If that's You know, okay, I'll take it back. I'll take it back to the day back to basketball. We was playing in the church league. And we just had one season where this one church just picked up some folks off the street because they could ball. And, man, at the end, like, toward the playoffs, it got tight and folks' tensions got tighter. And it ended up being a big fight. And I was standing there coming back from the restroom, and this kid was holding his dad's hand, and he was looking at all of that. And he said, "Daddy, is this what basketball is about?"
Wow.
And, you know, that stopped me, man. I didn't even want to go back on the court. I wanted to run and hide because I was like, I didn't want that kid thinking I was a part of that, you know. But, you know, it's almost to that point now with the natural side, you know, with all these people crying and bellyaching. I'm thinking, well, what's your focus? Because JB always says, you know, it shouldn't be about a urine test. It should be about your heart and soul. You know, if we're really representing the natural side of anything, we should be natural at it. This would be something we grew up with, you know. And it's just getting frustrating where I can see so many that have opened the doors and, you know, have laid the foundation and paved the way. And, you know, they're walking with their hands a little lower. And, and that hurts me because, you know, we have been given a great avenue, a great venue, basically, with what's happening right now. And we should be growing better than this. And we shouldn't be acting like spoiled kids.
Deep. Straight up. I've seen it. When I saw it at the Yorkton, a guy in place where he thought he was about to walk back on stage, and one of the guys there, he just grabbed him and laughed it off and was like, "Come on, man, let's go," and just carried him. This guy was literally about to walk back on stage, and I was like, "Oh, Lord, no, he's not." But, yeah, man.
you're right. Right, Craig. I remember, actually, we were standing beside each other when
And,
you know, he was bitter, and he went through his little spill or whatnot, how he felt the place should have came out, how he should have came out. And, he was upset. So I was looking at the guy like, wow, you got the wrong mentality. He's thinking about it in the wrong way, you know. But at the time, you know, he was heated. You couldn't tell him anything. I mean, it's just the way it is. But what I took from that situation is basically I need to make sure I govern myself to make sure that I present a good life, like, for myself and as well as for the bodybuilding, natural bodybuilding community.
That's so true. Yeah. That's so true. Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, well, not only that, I mean, now, us three, for example, with the titles that we've won and with social media, we do have more eyes on us. Our lives aren't very private anymore. So you have to carry yourself in a different manner at all times, you know, train 110%, you know, ask yourself if you're fulfilling the task of representing your organization and your title, and if you are being a role model for our equals or younger kids or older, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, am I trying to be the best of the best that I can be for everyone? And am I doing everything that I can, you know?
It's a burden, but I think it's just like the gym. You know, we got all these weights, and we want to pick them up. I mean, they ain't easy to pick up, but after a while, they get easier.
Definitely.
It's going to be a constant push. I get it. And I get that, you know, but I've always believed that the mind drives the body and the body don't drive the mind. I'll believe that till the day I die. And I think, you know, we should hold ourselves, like my brother said, we should hold ourselves more accountable in the times where things ain't so good and things aren't so right. But we can actually just say, you know, maybe it's me. You know, maybe I'm the problem. You know, we don't like to look at ourselves. That self-inflection is a heck of a reminder that, you know, how human we are, but it's still there to remind us.
I totally agree, man. I think at the base of it all, is humility, man. One of my favorite Bible verses is, if you read it in a New Living Translation, it's really plain Jane. He said, if you think you're something, you're only fooling yourself. You're really nothing. So he's basically saying, man, stay humble, man, no matter. I mean, because if you have to, like Michael Jordan once said, man, if you have to tell people you're great, you're not great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you become great, people will tell you. Yeah, you
yeah,
should go
true,
around
man.
That I should have won this. I did this. I do this. Well, you're not great. You're trying to make people believe that you're something. And I should have been placed. I should have been top three. And I'm like, okay, well, the judges didn't think so. So just go home. I mean, it shows that I didn't win and I didn't feel too comfortable with, but it wasn't because of I was mad at the judges. I'm like, okay. I went back, looked at the pictures. Okay, you need to work on this. You need to work on that. Now let's bring it to the next show and come in better. But, yeah, I've been seeing a lot of that, like this crybaby complaining stuff. And I'm like, oh, man. I've been hearing it in the gyms, hearing this, that, and the third. This organization don't know how to judge, this, that, and the third. And I'm sitting here, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, bro, you just worry about you. Bring your best to the stage. Because honestly, the dudes who be complaining, they're not really ready. They're not really top-notch. It's that ego that's keeping you from really looking in the mirror and saying, I need to work on my calf muscles. I need to work on my ass. I need to work on my back. What you're saying is, oh, man, I look as good as that dude. You lost already if you're comparing yourself to another dude. Compare yourself to yourself.
There you go. It's about a continuous self-assessment, honest self-assessment with yourself. You have to do that. You have to humble yourself, like Craig said, humble yourself and tear yourself down. Tear down all your weak points and look at them and work on it. Go to work. Do what you got to do. And I got this. I actually got that from Marshall Johnson. He told me that. He's a great mentor to me. He told me that. I was upset by the show last year or so, and because I didn't play like I wanted to. And he told me, he was like, hey, you know what? Sit down, look at your weaknesses, make them your strengths. You know, you can work on to make yourself better. Make your weaknesses your strength and make your strength even better. And that followed me, and it stuck with me to this point. That's what has helped me to get this far, you know. And I constantly, after every show, I constantly tear myself down. Look at what I need to work on and go right to work. I go right back to the dungeon, get it done. So, because I mean, that's the way I was taught, and that's the way I'm going to be, because I believe I haven't reached my best yet, but I'm going to try to get there. I'm going to do it every day, day in and day out, to be the best.
Well, every year, we all got a new best to make. I mean, because if your best now is your best a year from now, you ain't at your best.
There you go.
Exactly.
You're gonna have that problem when those young up and coming athletes gonna hit you on the head. So
that's right. Because they molding themselves after you. You know they got your poster. I said, you know, it used to be the time where you had to wait a week to mail out for a poster. Now you can get it straight off of Facebook.
Straight off. Hey, so Edwin, true. You actually taught me that at the Yorton, bro. I came to the Yorton, I came to the Yorton with, I want to say this. I came to the Yorton not prepared because I always, every show, the judges tell me work on your pose, work on your T-walk, work on your pose and work on your T-walk, and I didn't do it. And when I came to Yorton, I even had a CD because someone told me you could. This was the first show that was going to let Men's Physique use their own music. And I came in with a CD, and I was like, you know what? I don't want to come out here looking cocky. That's one of my biggest things with the T-Walk. I really don't like attention. Like, when we all on stage at the same time, it's easy for me. But as soon as I get on stage by myself, man, I freeze up, bro. So I try to be on stage as quick as possible, man. But that, I believe, that's what separated me and Edwin at the Yorton, man. Because I believe we was on stage for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we were going at it.
Oh my!
as soon as that night show came and this boy came out to flex and then finesse, and I think he did the splits. I'm not sure, but I think he did the splits on Friday. And I was like, yo, I lost hands down. I knew I lost after that. And but that's what you taught me. I was like, I came in here not unprepared. I didn't have, you know, mm-hmm. I worked on the physique and everything, but I was like, I left something up to chance. And I was like, never again will I do that.
Go ahead.
I will tell you, Craig, it was crazy, man. That prejudging, we were on stage, like you say, like 20 minutes. We were sweating, trembling, you know, looking at each other like, oh, my God, it's going to be over. You know, it was crazy, man. It was very intense. And it was, man, you're one of the top guys that I've ever went against. I mean, honestly, bro, you brought, I was just, man, I was blown away with you backstage when I saw your body. I was like, oh, my God, really?
Same here. Same here.
You know, but it's all good. It's all love, you know. Hopefully one day I get a chance with Anthony, you know. And
man, I'm trying to tell you. That's going to be, dude, I'm looking forward to that. All three of us on stage, man. That.
Woo! Don't start the rumors now. Don't get me started.
Hey, we'll probably fill up the arena. Cause I'm telling you, it's gonna be a good one.
Dude, man. I didn't even know who Anthony was. After Yorton, I saw Mr. Old Champion, and I'm like, who is this? This dude posted up by a car, and
Hey, Craig, you remember when we called each other? We was like, man, this guy just won a car.
I said, bro, did you see this? Yeah. I was like, who is this, man? And this dude, he was relaxed with a 12-pack.
Yeah.
Like, man, all right. Okay, so we look up the show, and we see you get to do bodybuilding poses. And I'm like, yeah, man, this is a whole nother arena right here, boy. I'm trying to see what that looks like. Yeah, man, that's inspiration, though, bro. When I seen your pictures, man, it was like, see, that's the type of guy I'm inspired when I see greatness. I don't understand hate. I've never understood hate. When
Amen
I see
to
somebody
that.
Doing something great, it allows me to believe I can do that too. Like, oh, he just did something that's possible. Now I don't have an excuse. You know what I mean? As soon as I see somebody who can do something, a man, I'm like, oh, I don't have an excuse now. I can do that. So it's inspiration. It's always inspiration to me.
And it always should be, you know. I can't imagine going to work and seeing somebody that's been putting it down, you know, and got the job figured out. Even if we start at the same time, we're working mm-hmm. together to get a better product, you know. Mm-hmm. And if that product gets better because we work together, then you get better, you know, because mm-hmm. it's easier to teach a person that's willing to work with you than somebody that's working against you. And every time, you know, that product comes out better, you make more money. I said, well, that's good business, if you ask me.
Right. Straight up.
It's true. Hey, Anthony, how about send me some of those ab workouts, please?
Straight up. I'm going to Facebook you right after this. Like, bro, here's my email.
Now, that was the sickest. Yeah. That was the sickest picture. I said, wait a minute. I'm counting, and I'm like, wait a minute. Somebody got to Photoshop this. Somebody to Photoshop this. But see, I knew the dude, so I'm like, wait, no. And I said, man, what is that? Do you think that's my picture? And I said, what? Because I just seen it, what was it, 3 weeks, 3 weeks prior? About a month and a half. And he was sound, you know, he was straight. He was supposed to win. And I was like, man, and then you see him come out there even better. I'm like, look, I got to talk to you. I got to talk to Leaf. I got to talk to the Unicorn. I got to talk to all you guys and figure out what just happened to make that look.
Hey,
you guys came up with something. I mean, because that ain't no accident, man. That's straight hard work.
What's the secret, bro?
Pop-Tarts.
You know what?
You're going to keep it a secret. All right.
I have been on Pop-Tarts this year, man. All my other shows, I've been very strict. But this is actually my first year where I've been flexible dieting or flexible meal prepping. And it's been amazing, dude. Like, I can keep on size, but as soon as I start show dieting, I get so small, man. So I've been popping Pop-Tarts, and it's been I'm not going to say that's the secret to me keeping on my size, but I'm not going to say it's been hurting me either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think we almost made it too complicated, you know. We forgot that we were human. You know, it's okay to be human. I mean, because, you know, you figure the stress and the cortisol alone will it be more work than a Pop-Tart. You start stressing out every day. It's like you're taking away from everything that you're trying to gain. And, you know, just have fun with it. The people that are the happiest are the ones that are coming out better no matter what.
Mm. Yep. I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, Brink, you going to tell us before the show ends? Anthony, you going to tell us before the show ends?
My secret to abs?
Yeah. Okay, I guess we have to find out at the show.
Man, I don't want to give you guys a little jump.
What do you say?
Edwin, y'all got size, I got my abs.
Yeah, okay.
We play with
okay.
Touché
so
on
you,
that one.
You give me some of your delt caps, and I'll give you two abs. I'll trade you.
No, nah. Edwin's
bro.
Bro. Dude, this dude's back. Man, when I seen our back pick, I'm like, what is that on this dude's back? Like, dude, bro, what do you do for your back, man? So that's insane, bro. You had indentions I've never seen in my life.
My back?
No.
Edwin.
No,
Edwin.
Bro.
Oh, Edwin. Oh, I was like, yeah.
No, Craig, man. Craig, your shoulders are ridiculous. I mean, your core is ridiculous. Your chest, also. Come on, dude. Just keep it 100. Come on.
And you know what?
Man, I love in here.
That's what I think
What's
is
that?
My weakest part.
Huh?
I
you know,
what I think
I
is
be...
my weakest.
What is that?
My shoulders. I pound them because I need that separation, dude. So I've been. I think your shoulders. I think Anthony's shoulders is better than mine.
No.
Well. You know what? But at the end of the day, I can honestly say my core is nothing compared to you guys' core. I mean, I kill core 4 times a week, but it doesn't look like y'all's. You know. I'm doing something wrong, I guess.
Hey, well, obviously you don't need it, bro, because your stage presence, man, retarded. I've never seen nothing. I was humbled. If I wasn't humbled before, bro, I was humbled when I seen you on stage. And I seen you in the pictures, and I seen you pose and stuff. Matter of fact, I saw you when you went to Atlanta, and I tried posing like you. And it just wasn't me, but, bro, I was like, because I couldn't do it. The Yorton, you taught me how to pose. I was like, all right. Because what you did was, man, you were just so confident in what you did. And that's what I tell people who even come to me for tips. I said, don't try to be me because our bodies are different. I said, man, my legs, I might cross them like this. I might do this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know how to position your body in front of them judges to make you look what they're looking for. Especially, like, a lot of guys, they naturally have small calf muscles. So don't keep your legs too close together.
That's right.
Spread it out and make it look like a triangle. Make it look symmetric. And it's just little tricks, man, you can pick up on.
If we're really trying to get better, it has to be that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because more and more, you know, it's like everybody, it's like when you come to the understanding that everybody's on the same team, it ain't that hard to root for.
Exactly. Anybody who wins. Straight up.
Well, you know, the show we just were at, the Chi-Town Showdown, we just had last weekend, Joe and Heather put their thing on. And I was looking, like, it used to be, you know, when families were leaving, like, the later the show went, the more people was headed out, you know. But this one, people were still in the audience. And it was the competitor. And I said, because they want to see now. I mean, because, you know, these, it's not just the first and third competitor that look decent. You're going down to fifth, sixth, and seventh. And hopefully it'll be down to the 14th where you have everybody in that kind of condition. And but it's just where it, the bodies and shapes, and I think that's one of the best blessings of natural bodybuilding, is everybody has their own physique. No matter what you see on stage, you don't have like an assembly line of physique. Everybody is original because that's their body. You know, it's not, not scripted, what I like to say. And because of that, you know, you do find yourself hanging around because it's like, you know, how did you do that? I mean, just the conversation you guys were having, like, how did you do that? It's like, well, where did that come from that you could pull that off in that way and still be a natural muscle?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm loving the growth of this.
That's a very interesting way of looking at it, man, because you're right, man, and I know where you're going with that, man. Like, you see other organizations, and it's like everybody looks the same. Like, okay, we have them cup shoulders, we have this, that, and the third, and you see that one guy on stage. And I honestly, I believe that's what helped me when I did that NPC show. I was literally the one guy on stage who didn't look like everybody else. So I was like, I actually was like, wow, it's a no-brainer. I lost this one. And the judges, this guy I just worked out with who did the show with me, he was like, the judges said I was exactly the physique they was looking for. And I'm like, man, that's just humbling to hear. I'm like, you talking to a natural athlete, baby.
Yes.
I don't even know if you know that. But I'm like, man, there's no limitations. If you take them blinders off, and actually see the world, you're like, man, we can do anything we put our minds to. And I believe, man, I'm going to take it back to when we was kids and the little choo-choo train, I think I can, who just kept going. Man, stuff like that. We were taught as kids to believe in ourselves, and as we grow up, the world tells you, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. And even as parents, I'm trying not to get too deep, but we tell our kids, stop doing that. Act like an adult. Act like an adult. They're kids. Why are you telling them to act like an adult? And all you do is walk around all day and be mad about paying bills and all this. And where do you think they get these attitudes from? Trying to act like an adult. Allow them to be kids. Allow them to dream. Allow them. Your son wants to be a president. Allow him to believe he can be a president. You know what I mean? We put limitations on our kids, and that's why the world is the way it is right now. We gotta change it, and that's why we're in this position, brothers, to be able to take them blinders off by the way we carry ourselves. Anthony, the way you carry yourself, Keelan, the way you carry yourself, Edwin, the way you carry yourself, it's amazing. We feed each other. Like, I see y'all, man. I see y'all. Edwin, I stay on your page, man. It always comes to my newsfeed, and you constantly got something positive to say, man. There's people out there who need. There's people out there. Who only positive thing they see is you. You know what I mean? So we have to shine bright. And that's why you're constantly successful, bro, because you're staying in line. You're standing that wheel, bro. And I send a praise to both of y'all, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Real talk right there.
And you're right. Because in a sense, you have to have a positive mentality. You have to have get a change where you look at things.
Yeah.
Life is too short to have a negative outlook, because before you know it, at the blink of the eye, it's gone. So why not enjoy life if you can now? Live your dreams now, because guess what? At the end of the day, you don't want to live with any regrets. At the end of the day, you want to be able to say, man, I accomplished my goals, I accomplished my dream, I'm happy, well done. So, I mean, that's the way I look at life, and that's why I try to look at it, because at the end of the day, it's about just being positive and enjoying life.
Wow.
And you still got to live.
Regardless of all the bad and all the good, you still have to enjoy life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just point blank.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, until people step off stage, it's true freedom, because you got to put a lot of doubt, you got to put a lot of regret, you got to put a lot of worry, stress, you got to put all that down before you step on stage one time.
Yep. I guarantee. Man, like you said, I'm sorry, Keith, at the beginning, before we got on the line, you made a statement that said, people are tuning in and saying they want to be better people. Dude, that is that's the trophy right there. Like, we're teaching, we're showing people how to be better people, not to how to win trophies, how to do this, how to do that. They're watching us. Oh, man, when I got fourth at the Casey Classic, and I won the show the year before, and they told me I was what they were looking for, then the next year I get fourth, bruh, you talking about hurt feelings. Like, wow. But this was funny. This young brother who'd been following me on Facebook was standing there. This one guy was just trying to just gas me up. Bro, you should go off. You should do this. You should do this. But this young brother was just watching me the whole time. And I felt his presence. And someone was like, they're watching you. They're watching you. And I was like, yeah, you know, man, it happens. And, dude, he hit me up later and was like, bro, I appreciate the way you carry. I thought you was going to go off. I wanted you to go off. He said, but the way you carried yourself, it really impacted me. Turn around, he just did the show in Liberty. I mean, he was at least top two. He looked phenomenal. Didn't place. He got fifth in his class. And he wanted to go off. He hit me up again. I was like, bro, I didn't go off because I remember how you handled yourself.
Right.
I'm like, that's the trophy, man.
Right. That
about.
Is.
Teaching people how to be better people.
And it makes a difference. I mean, we like to think that it doesn't, but it makes a difference. I'll give you one at the Midwest States. You know, when Fregnano was out there and he didn't place the way he wanted, and he just got with his family and, you know, stuck around, said hi to everybody, took pictures with everybody, and he left. And that dude, you could see, he was piping hot. You know, but he carried himself in a way that's respected. I mean, like you don't get these accolades, you don't get these things in your life. You don't get better by constantly, you know, going negative, going down. It's like, how do you improve going down? I said, you know, because sooner or later you got to pedal your way back up. And if you get too far down, you say, man, I ain't getting off the bike. I walk. And it's all right now. What you got? Even longer trip. It's like it's not worth. The pain, it's not worth the struggle. It seems almost like we shoot, like I say this to some of the people I train at the gym and work out with. I said, it's almost like you're shooting yourself in the foot to run a marathon. It just don't make sense.
Wow. That's good. That's really good. I might ball that one, bro.
Go ahead.
Man, And the thing you have to remember is, man, after every experience in life, you got to look at it like, what am I supposed to learn from this? Like, everything you go through, whether good or bad, what are you supposed to learn from this? They say silver and gold is tested when it's put through the fire, but a man is tested when he is praised. So when I sit here and I win shows and people are trying to gas you up, trying to big up your ego, a man is tested when he is praised. Stay humble. Stay humble. When you don't do so well in shows, and you know you should have done well, what am I supposed to learn from this? Stay humble. Stay humble. Keep it moving.
And if you don't, you know, you basically get somebody else.
Yep. You let the world change you. You didn't change the world.
That's right. So, Mr. O. Mr. O, Mr. Universe, Mr. O Universe, Mr. Overse, Mr. You know. You got any insight, sir?
Some insight? I mean, God, stay humble. Keep your integrity. Persevere, man, and I mean, celebrate what you accomplish, you know, but keep raising the bar, you know, keep pushing yourself, keep doing your, keep, you do you, don't focus on what everyone else is doing, And God will give you good graces. So.
Mm. Amen.
Right. All right. Well, guys, I'm telling you, the time just flew by. I got to let you give your shout-outs to your supporters and the people that, you know, basically help keep you. So we'll start with Craig. We'll go in order. We've been running all day, and you guys just let the people know that got your back. You know, you appreciate everything they do.
Man, I am not going to say names because I know I'm going to forget people. But, man, I appreciate, of course, man, I appreciate everyone who's on the line right now. And I appreciate P4P, man, for believing in me, dude. I appreciate P4P. I ain't going to get emotional. But, man, I appreciate, first and foremost, man, I want to thank God, man, for just giving me the opportunity to even inspire people. I'm grateful to be in this position to inspire people, man. That's it, man. I appreciate everyone who ever said any kind things to me, everyone who never said any kind things to me, who impacted my life, and I pray that in some way that I've impacted yours.
Amen.
Yeah, so of course we have to give it up to the man upstairs who's blessed us with the talents and the gifts that we have. Mm-hmm. Of course, the team behind me, Team Classic Physique, and my coach, Leif Anderson, helped create this suit of armor with the 12 packs. So without him, you know, I'd be lost in the dark. So, IMBA, PMBA organization, the Keikos family, of course, P4P, man, those guys are top notch. Joe Bolton, Joe Manning, you know, just, I trust in their supplements, and the guys fully support and believe and stand behind me 110%, man. And then
that's
friends, family,
yeah.
all our listeners, everybody, man. Without you guys supporting us, what is there to push us?
Yeah, right. And you better not forget your fiance.
Oh, of course, fiance.
Hey, because she's looking like a little angel supporting you.
Yeah, she shaves me on Thursday nights and tans me, so God, bless her heart.
All right, what you got?
Yeah, and I would like to thank God first and foremost, and definitely P4P. They've been good to me since day one. There are some competitions that I wouldn't have won and been able to go to whether for the support of P4P. All my family, friends, everybody who supported me along the way, the motivation that's been given to me to keep going, everyone. And if I forgot anybody, I'm sorry. I just thank everybody. I thank all everybody. Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, I'm telling you, I'm so blessed. I thank you. I honestly wouldn't have spent my birthday any other way than with you gentlemen. I'm truly honored and just so happy and elated, you know, just from the first time you guys just called in until now. I'm really feeling the love, and I appreciate all that you've done for your corners of the world, and I appreciate what you're doing right now for this extended corner and, you know, to the ripples that we're going to hopefully make better for the people that are listening for the next generation, because, you know, it never stops with us. The world didn't start with us, and it won't stop with us. So, you know, we just got to keep moving on and keep moving others better.
Amen, man. And happy birthday, bro.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. So I can't even keep up with all these titles you guys got. So I'm going to just say to all the Men's Physique champions, to all the pros that are doing their thing, thank you. I'm sure the listeners have truly enjoyed this whole conversation, because it is real talk. You know, this ain't nothing scripted. We just set the guidelines, and then, you know, we put ourselves out there for people to understand that we're human, you know, and we have good days, we have bad days, and we have them days where, you know, you just wish things would hurry up and get on, but you still got to live it. And, you know, if they can learn from that and have a life outside of the gym and still have family and friends that love them, then you had a good day.
Amen, bro.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it. We got some new things coming up this Thursday, and I appreciate Phaedra holding it down. And we're going to hear the woman's side of it, and hopefully things get better and better for them, too. Because we're all one nation, and that's the Daddy Nation. And I love the fact that we're a part of it, and I love the fact that these, you know, gentlemen right here are showing us that we can be better. And, you know, they don't have all the answers, but they have answers that we can hear, and that's what's important. So thank you guys again. God bless you on your journey, and have a blessed rest of the night. And I'm about to get to my workout, too, because that's when I start when this stops.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right, dude.
All right,
y'all have a blessed night.
Thanks, everybody.
Take care.
Bye.
And as JB would always say, don't trust me, trust Baja.
Trust my hustle, yeah.
Thanks, guys.